I didn't have the money to repair it. So I went to the dean and my advisor in sequence, and I said, I have a problem. The transmission fell out of my car, and you have me in a 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. class. If you could please just transfer me to the afternoon sections of those classes, I would appreciate it because of this car problem. There was a neighbor who was a rancher who was going to take me in at 11 o'clock. My advisor was this cowboy-looking guy with a handlebar mustache dressed in a tweed jacket. He said, well, son, after looking at your transcript at Reed College, I can see you have yet to learn that everyone has to make sacrifices to get an education. Request denied. So I went to the dean. Same treatment. His voice grew tight. He was describing things that had happened over 30 years ago, but the memory still made him angry. At that point, I realized here I was, knocking myself out to make the money to make my way back to school, and it's the middle of the Montana winter. I am willing to hitchhike into town every day, do whatever I had to do, just to get into school and back, and they are unwilling to do anything for me. So bananas. And that was the point I decided I could do without the higher education system. Even if I couldn't do without it, it was sufficiently repugnant to me that I wouldn't do it anymore. So I dropped out of college. Simple as that. Chris Langan's experiences at Rita, Montana State represented a turning point in his life. As a child, he had dreamt of becoming an academic. He should have gotten a PhD. Universities are institutions structured in large part for people with his kind of deep intellectual interests and curiosity. Once he got into the university environment, I thought he would prosper. I really did, his brother Mark says. I thought he would somehow find a niche. It made absolutely no sense to me when he left that. Without a degree, Langan floundered. He worked in construction. One frigid winter, he worked on a clam boat in Long Island. He took factory jobs and minor civil service positions and eventually became a bouncer in a bar on Long Island, which was his principal occupation through much of his adult years. Through it all, he continued to read deeply in philosophy, mathematics, and physics as he worked on a sprawling treatise he calls the CTMU, the Cognitive Theoretical Model of the Universe. But without academic credentials, he despairs of ever getting published in a scholarly journal. I'm a guy who has a year and a half of college, he says with a shrug. And at some point this will come to the attention of the editor, as he's going to take the paper and send it off to the referees, and these referees are going to try and look me up, and they're not going to find me. And they're going to say, this guy has a year and a half of college. How can he know what he's talking about? It is a heartbreaking story. At one point I asked Langan whether he would take a job at Harvard University, hypothetically, were it offered to him. Well, that's a difficult question, he replied. Obviously, as a full professor at Harvard, I would count. My ideas would have weight, and I could use my position, my affiliation at Harvard, to promote my ideas. An institution like that is a great source of intellectual energy, and if I were at a place like that, I could absorb the vibration in the air. It was suddenly clear how lonely his life had been. Here he was, a man with an insatiable appetite for learning, forced for much of his adult life to live in intellectual isolation. I even noticed that kind of intellectual energy in the year and a half I was in college, he said, almost wistfully. Ideas are in the air constantly. It's such a stimulating place to be. On the other hand, he went on, Harvard is basically a glorified corporation, operating with a profit incentive. That's what makes it tick. It has an endowment in the billions of dollars. The people running it are not necessarily searching for truth and knowledge. They want to be big shots. And when you accept a paycheck from those people, it is going to come down to what you want to do and what you feel is right versus what the man says you can do to receive another paycheck. When you're there, they got a thumb right on you. They're out to make sure you don't step out of line.